should put here. Good morning, God. That today's life skill topic is not just be a news reader, become a news maker. When I was a child, we used to read in the school textbook also many inspirers, many great achievers who dedicated their life for others. The many histories of many great people we used to read who dedicated their life for the well-being of others, and that used to inspire. These days, in the textbook, in the school textbook, those things are missing. And our current, the majority of the news media, they read out, they are not involving, they are saying that it happened there, something, it is happening here, and they are just reporting what is happening around. And more so that this media, they try to say the negative things, they exaggerate the negative things, they highlight the negative things. If you open a newspaper, in the front cover, it's mainly the negative things. The good things, somewhere deep inside, in the last column, somewhere in small articles. They want to project the negative things. The news reporter, they just report what is happening, and they want to project what is, it's a very, people pay the attention. Negative things, we want to pay the attention, they project that one. And to inspire others, in the to we are not just to be a reporter, and in the social media also, in the WhatsApp and Facebook, we only, if you see something, we just forward. We hardly open also, we just forward it to others. In the morning when you open up, your mailbox is cluttered. So many messages. We forward and thinking that you change. I don't want to change. You look after it. I forward the messages for others. You look after. And in the reporting also, in the news channel also, they are putting someone in the center stage. They put someone in the center stage and they talk about that person. In the life, we should put ourselves in the center stage. Not we are putting somebody in the center stage and talk about that one. That person should have done this one, this person should have done that one. That is not right, this is not right. And it says, not to put others in the center stage and expect others to look after. We want others to, everyone is there in the world to look after me. And it says, we have to put ourselves in the center stage. What best you can do for others? And, to do that one, what best you have to do, we have to lead a life with discipline. We had to have ethics in our life. We had to have high morale in our life. We need to have discipline in our life. It is difficult to have discipline, to lead a disciplined life, to lead a life with morale. Discipline, it's with ethics, it is difficult. And they say, yes, it is difficult. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, yet tad agre vishamiva, Pariname Amrutopamam. Yet in the beginning it is very difficult. It's like a poison. Very difficult. But ultimately it will bring in good to you. And but we are get swayed by the opinions of people. If the majority of people are going in one direction, entire world is going in that direction. It says, don't be a part of a majority. Majority doesn't mean they're right. Majority of people, if the majority is going that way, there should be something wrong. Don't follow the majority. Majority means majority of people, they don't want to think. They're like a sheep. They just want to follow. Don't be a part of majority. pride to be part of minority. Very few people want to think and go in the other direction. In the Shri Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita says, Yanisha sarvabhutanam yasyam jagarti sayami. Yasyam tasyam jagarti sayami yasyam jagarti bhutani sanisha pashyato munehe. Entire world is woken up for some event. For that, yogi is asleep, not interested. When entire world is asleep, yogi is awake. Yogi, minority, they are awake. To the entire, when the world is entire in slumber, they are not interested, this person is interested. Whereas the entire world is awake and going after that one, this person is not interested. Be a part of minority. To do the sadhana, have a disciplined life, that it's not for the majority, they are not interested. Only few people are interested, be part of that one. Be part of that one. When you start doing that one, these days we do not have a role model. We have to aspire to be a role model for our children also. We don't want to, children lack role models. In the previously, that elders, we used to look up to the elders as a role model, and now the father himself gets up around 8 o'clock and son gets up at 10 o'clock. Even the father is itself, it's 8 o'clock. And in the morning, if the father says, go and sit for meditation, father is happily sipping coffee. When gets up, sips the coffee and asks son to, okay, go to yoga class. And many children's yoga class is around 40 kids come. Majority of the parents are outside checking the WhatsApp. They are not interested in yoga. Okay, you learn yoga. And children, they won't be interested. They want to see the role model. When we went to the Brisbane, and one parent was saying that, I send my children to this ashram for improving, for learning yoga, but I see no change. Is it not a waste of time? And I told them, in a week, there are 7 days, time 24 hours. You send them for 1 hour to the center, and you ignore about 27 other 7 days minus 1 hour. You want your children to change in 1 hour. You expect them to make a magic. And unless we implement in our house, we follow, our children won't follow. We can't inspire others. In my class, if I ask everyone to get up at 5 o'clock and I myself happily getting up at 8 o'clock, there is no power in my world. I ask you to fast on certain day and I myself is relishing, going everywhere and eating everywhere. There is no practice. I ask you to do pranayama, I myself don't do. And that won't have any weightage. And in the Shri Krishna says, Yadyada charati shrestha tatta deva itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanuvartate. And whatever the elders do at home, or whatever the leaders do, others blindly follow. My children follow what parents are doing. Children, they are looking up to the parents. And whatever the great people, the seniors at home, parents are doing, children are blindly following that one. And whoever claim to be leaders, people are following them and try to become a leader. Try to become a leader, inspirer, because others are looking at you. Though you are not in the limelight, others are looking at you. Try to become a role model for your children also. And whatever mini steps you are taking, try to be different. Try to make a difference to the community, difference to the family, difference to wherever you do, whatever you do. And in Upanishad says, Tejasahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu. Let us all do great things in our lives, not ordinary things. We are not ordinary. There is an extraordinary potential in us. Let us all do extraordinary things in our lives so that may we become an inspirer for others. May we inspire others. Tejasvi navadhitamasto. May we inspire, motivate others. May we become a news maker, not the news reader. And Tejasvi Nava, who achieve great things and motivate, inspire others. And in Upanishad, the same Upanishad says, that what is the message a father has to give it to his children at the time of departure? When I am departing, kicking off my bucket, I had to say something. It is not the secret Swiss bank account code. It's not that one. It's not talking about. I have kept the money in that account to look after. I have property here. It is not talking about that one. It says the message, the parents have to give it to the departing message to the children. Tvam Veda, Tvam Karma, Tvam Loka. These three messages. Tvam Veda, acquire knowledge, great knowledge. When you have the strength, strive hard to acquire knowledge. Acquire knowledge as much as you can. When you have the energy, when the mind is sharp, acquire the knowledge. The knowledge by itself, it should not get fizzled out. Try to convert this knowledge into action. The knowledge, it should not remain only in the head level, it should be implemented. You have to implement the knowledge and achieve great things in your life. The practical one is the fundamental science and its applied science. Two parts are there in the research also. The scientists, they do. One is the fundamental research, one is applied research. And the fundamental itself, its knowledge itself is no use. You have to apply that one. And with that knowledge, achieve great things in your life. That knowledge, your action, whether it has been fruitful or not, what is the measure? It should tvam loka. You should achieve great things and should achieve highest. You should inspire many, thousands. Your action should be such a way, it should inspire, it should have a far-reaching consequence. Your generations to come should look at you. Do that type of action. Generations to come, they should remember you. Acquire knowledge, achieve great things in your life. May you be an inspirer for generations, and may your name be renowned everywhere. This message, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it talks about that one. This message, the departing message. Departing, we don't know when we will depart. And so, while we are alive itself, we should convey this message to our children, our younger generation, so that they also become a newsmaker, not just a news reader. And I mentioned previously also, when I was in the fifth grade, I was reading about Krishna Devaraya. It's a great king. It's about 500 years back he was there. And I asked my father, he was there 500 years back, why we are still reading about him? And some picture, his photo was also there, some statue. My father said he sacrificed his life for the well-being of the community. well-being of his citizens. That's why we are reading now also. He told me, you also do something great so that people will remember you even after that. You will become a news maker. Otherwise, I will be only a news reader and only posting, forwarding the messages. It says our life, we should not end up there. We should strive to become, do something exceptional in our life. This life is precious. We are not ordinary. There is an extraordinary potential. Commit yourself to achieve something marvelous in your life so that your generations will remember and look up to you. Lay down on your back.